yet. Hang on. Hello, Marianne. We're talking about, oh, excuse me. Hey, Marianne. So we're talking about love and relationships in the modern era. So the question is, do you think social media changes how people date?
Yes, definitely. In the sense that, well, social medias are actually changing the way we interact with each other, not only talking about love, but just even with your friends or colleagues, or it just changes the way of how or the way how people interact with each other. So, for example, we have I would say, well, it's a difficult question because social medias can help you to connect with people with who you wouldn't have any connection. But in the other hand, it can also kind of isolate you. Like, because, well, if you use a social media, like, you don't have the human interaction. You are just facing you with your screen, and you are just alone with your social media. You do not encounter someone for real. So I would say sometimes it cannot help you to connect with other people, so to have a social life. It's a paradox, but I think it could work this way, unfortunately. So you really have to be the own master on your social, and you have to have the power on your social medias to pass this line. Social media should not prevent you from having a social life. They should help you to socialize in a different way, maybe. But don't be like isolated, or don't just close yourself, because it's very easy to do this. It's just like social media just reflects your, it's like a mirror. It just reflects you. So, for example, if you try to look for a partner, or if you play with your social, not social identity, but there is a way to say this, like a computer or internet identity. Now there is a new identity. So many, of course, like you play with this image, like you upload photos you have chosen to upload, you upload content you have chosen to upload. So you show a different face on the social media. So it's not really who you are, and so it completely changes the way you interact with others. Because if you think that yourself, you are like lying in a way, or inventing this new face, then also other people invent new faces. So I think it changed completely the relationship you have with others.
Yeah, that's so true. I agree with you. One thing I think that's kind of weird is, for example, you'll become friends with somebody and you'll know that they're married. And then you'll follow them over, let's say, 4 or 5 years, but you don't have contact with them every day. And then I'll notice that person never mentions their spouse on their social media profile. Never. And it makes you wonder sometimes, are they still together? Because you never see photos of the person. You only see photos of the individual. And for me personally, I just think that's kind of strange. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like if you're in a relationship, your social media account can be just you and only you? Or should it include
That's a good question.
your other
Yes,
person?
that's a very good question, actually. Yes, because for example, your partner, for example, he or she, like you are not allowed sometimes to upload photo of him of her. So, how do you decide like what kind of content? And it's the same question for your children, for example. Many people upload photo of their babies, newborn babies. So it's very cute, but nobody asks them. Are they okay with like having their photos on your social media? So yes, it's a good question. In my case, well, I use social medias only for my work purpose, my job, or I just upload some events, or it's very like it's more a platform where I exchange some information, and I don't talk too much about my private life. So I avoid this question about like uploading some content that concern my family or my partners or my children if I have some. So
Yeah, I guess it's a tricky issue, really, isn't
yes.
it? Anyway, thanks, Marianne.
Thank you.